Well, today we're visiting with some of the top students in the class of 2026 at Exira EHK High School, and we're starting today with
Benjamin Baggett.
Ben, tell us about your family.
Both my families are teachers here at Exira EHK. My dad is a high school English teacher, and my mom works down in the middle school. And we're preparing to send me and my sister to college this year, and that probably sums it up.
Okay, that's a big thing to do. Talk a little bit about the coursework and some of the teachers and things that you enjoyed.
Personally, I guess other than my dad is an English teacher, I mean, he's pretty good at teaching English. Mr. Derek Reischauer really nurtured my, I don't know how I say this, love for history. I mean, he's really, you can tell he knows what he likes and he likes the subject, so really inspires me to pursue something that I really like.
Are there any characteristics about those teachers that really stand out for you that make them succeed?
Other than Mr. Reischauer's dedicating to teaching, Mr. Baggett's always nice and he's always trying to make, like, be fun with the students, I guess. And so I know a lot of other students here really like him.
Well, sometimes it's tough if, you know, you've got a parent who's your teacher or coach or whatever. They sometimes can be a little tougher on you than they are on the other students. Pretty fair, though?
I would say it's fair.
Good. Very good. All right. What about extracurricular activities for you?
Where do I begin? So extracurriculars, I've done cross country for 4 years. I really enjoyed that. Taught me perseverance. I did track for 2 years, basketball for 1 year, and that pretty much sums up my sports. I have been involved in the Leo Club for 4 years. I've served as an officer as two. I'm the current vice president, which I'm really proud to be. One of my greatest accomplishments would probably be making it to NHS, been a participant for 3 years, and I really enjoy being in it, and I like to talk about how I'm in it because it recognizes my academic prowess.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a favorite of all those?
Favorite of all those? Probably the Leo Club, because I've been dedicated to it since I was in eighth grade, which is when you can join it, and it's been a really important part of my high school career.
For folks who don't know, can you explain what that is?
So the Leo Club is a community service club presented by our school. It kind of branches off of the Lions Club. So we do serve businesses or people for free. We don't charge anything. And there's a decent amount of kids in it, but usually we just serve the community and try to do the best.
Very good. All right, good stuff. Talk about the future then. Where will you be this fall?
I will be attending the University of Iowa in the fall. I will be participating in their pre-med program as I plan to pursue anesthesiology.
Okay. Is that something you've always wanted to do?
I really was unsure of what I wanted to do until this summer. Like, I'd always flip-flop between a bunch of things, but I think I'll go with anesthesiology.
Awesome. All right. Well, give those eighth graders some advice. What do they need to know before they step into the high school?
Don't try to, like, be cool or prove yourself to anyone. I mean, you can be yourself. You shouldn't have to owe anything to anyone. Just try to keep your grades up and use deodorant.
All right. Very good. Thank you. Good luck to you. And next we have
Mara Christensen.
Okay. Mara, introduce us to your family.
My family is, my parents are Jeremy and Jackie Christensen. My mom works here at the school as an SCS teacher, and my dad works at Keysight Technologies here in town. I have an older sister. She goes to Drake University in Des Moines.
Okay, very good. Talk about teachers and the courses that you enjoy.
Beside having my mother as a teacher, she's really great and I enjoy her class. My favorite class is probably like all of the art classes. Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed being an individual art student, which means I get to do my own thing, kind of have my own freedom with my art, and the teacher that I really enjoy who teaches that is Mrs. Tigerstrom. She's super inspiring, very caring, just really inspired my love for art and helped me decide that that's what I want to do.
Okay. Have you always had that talent, or have you been able to craft that over time?
I wouldn't say I was naturally talented or gifted. I definitely had to work for this. Just honestly practicing when I was really young and keep working my way up to where I am now. So.
Okay, excellent. Talk a little bit about then extracurricular activities. What else has kept you busy?
As for like sports, I did color guard and winter guard, which is like flags that you perform. I'm a part of the Leo Club, student council. I did yearbook for a short time. So aside from school, I'm in dance. I've been doing dance for pretty much my entire life, and it's a really big part of who I am.
I think I probably know the answer already, but do you have a favorite among those things?
Probably dance. Yeah. It can be really tiring at times, but it's just a really, it's a way to kind of express myself. And although I'm not doing anything with it after high school, I still get to remember all the times that I've had because it was a really big part of my life. So,
sure. What about accomplishments for you? Anything you're going to be most proud of?
I'd say probably the thing I'm most proud of is all the awards that I've won at Art Fair over the years. The Rolling Valley Conference Art Show is an annual like art fair that you can enter art in and receive awards for that. So that's probably my biggest accomplishment. Aside from that, I'm really proud of myself for getting all my Silver Cord hours for Leo. I joined late. I joined my junior year, so I only had 2 years to get those 150 hours to get my Silver Cord, and I have been able to achieve that, so I'm proud of myself for that.
Had to work hard to do that. Very good. What's next for you this fall?
In the fall, I'll be attending UNI, University of Northern Iowa, to study art. As of now, I'm undecided what I want to do specifically with that. Mm-hmm. I've thought about interior design, I've thought about graphic design, you know, things like that, but I'm still kind of on the fence about it.
Okay, well, still plenty of time yet. Give those eighth graders some advice. What do you want them to know?
I would say just don't be afraid to do what you love, and people really aren't thinking about you as much as you think they are, so you can do what you like. And don't be afraid to get involved, because I was really scared to get involved with things when I was a freshman, but now I'm glad that I am in all the activities that I'm doing. So.
All right, very good. Well, good luck to you in the future. Thank you so much. And next we have?
Sophie Keitlinger.
Okay, and Sophie, introduce us to your family.
My parents are Betsy and Kyle Keitlinger. My dad is a network engineer for Unity Point, and my mom works at the bakery in Audubon. And I have two brothers who are both graduated from college and are married.
Okay, very good. Let's talk about classwork and teachers for you. Who stood out to you?
My art teacher, Ms. Tigerstrom, is probably my favorite. She's always just super passionate and understanding about everything. And Ms. Christensen is always super kind and is always there to, like, help. And I don't like math class, but my teacher is amazing too, Ms. Boyson.
Does that make a difference for you? I mean, do you respond better to certain courses just because of the nature of the teacher?
I would say, yeah. If a teacher's like better, even though I don't like the class, I'm much more like just work better, I guess.
More in tune to what's going on. All right, very good. What about extracurricular activities for you?
I've done color guard and winter guard, tennis. I'm in Leo Club also, and student council, and I both hold positions, officer positions in those, and I'm in 4-H also.
Do you have a favorite among all those?
I don't know. I would say color guard was fun, just because I did it all 4 years of high school, and it was just kind of bonded with the small group of people who did it.
Okay. Now, you talked about leadership in some of those different opportunities that you have. Leadership, is that important to you?
Yeah, it's been a big role throughout all of high school. I've had a lot of leadership positions, and it's always like a question of what are your leadership skills?
Okay. Well, something you enjoy. Very good. What's next for you here this fall?
I'm going to Kirkwood Community College in Cedar Rapids for interior design and architecture.
Okay. Is that something you've always looked at?
No, I just recently decided that probably over the summer because I didn't know what I wanted to do or even where I wanted to go. But once I went and visited the college and I really liked it, and it had a really good program for interior design and architecture, so I just decided it'd be something that I'd like.
Okay. Years from now, when you look back at your high school years, what will you be most proud of?
Probably just being able to maintain staying top of the class and getting the Governor Scholar Award.
Oh, yeah, you kind of overlooked that part. That's kind of a big deal, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, proud of that, too. Give those eighth graders some advice.
I would say just really don't care about what people think about you. And kind of what Mara said, don't be scared to get involved, because you might look back on your high school and wish you would have done more and been able to, like, talk to more people.
You bet. Open some doors. Very good. Well, thank you so much. Good luck. Okay, and next we have?
Augustus Screving.
Okay, and tell us about your family.
My mom and dad, Susan and Mike Grieving. My mom works over at the Audubon County Memorial Hospital. She's the director of marketing. And my dad is the girls' head wrestling coach at Atlantic.
Okay, very good. What about coursework and teachers for you? Who stood out to you?
I would say definitely Miss T again, Mr. Baggett, and our PE teacher, Mr. Peterson.
Okay. So you don't have any parents that teach here at the school like some of the rest of these folks?
No, my mom used to work here, but she left a while ago.
Okay, I knew there had to be a connection somewhere. What about extracurricular activities for you? What's kept you busy?
Oof. I've been a part of baseball and football for as long as I can remember. I've done wrestling. I did a little bit of basketball when I was younger, and I was the manager for 2 years. That's pretty much it, I think.
Okay. Any other outside of sports that you've been involved in?
I'm part of the Leo Club. I'm a fellow officer. I'm the recorder. I'm part of NHS, too. Okay. So it's pretty fun.
Why were those important to you?
It just gave me a chance to build my leadership skills and be a part of something bigger than myself.
Okay. What about the accomplishments for you? Is there anything you're going to be most proud of when you look back at high school?
I think I'll be most proud of our football team going to the playoffs 3 years in a row. That was pretty important to me.
Very good. What's next for you?
I'll be attending the University of Iowa with Ben, with an interest of radiation sciences.
Okay. Sharing a ride, huh?
Yes, sir.
All right. Very good. Why the University of Iowa?
I really like the campus, and I feel like they have a really good program for the major I'm going into.
Okay. Why'd you choose that program?
I always liked taking pictures when I was a kid, and I thought I wanted to do that for a little bit, but earlier this summer I decided that I wanted to be a rad tech after a shadowing at a hospital, and in, like, being a rad tech, you can take pictures and help people at the same time, so I thought it was a good gig.
All right, very good. Give those eighth graders some advice.
Like they all said, participate. We're a small school, so most, people don't have a lot of numbers. Also, don't do drugs. Yeah, it's a pretty important thing.
Well, in a small school, it's important for everybody to get involved in things too. Otherwise, a few people have to do it all, and that's no fun. Very good. Well, thank you, all of you. Appreciate it very much, and good luck to you in your futures. That's some of the tops of the class of 2026 at Exiree EHK High School.